Let me very quickly just pick three countries that I'm familiar with and talk a little bit about the accomplishments. If you go to the Philippines, and I've chosen them because they are examples of different approaches to the use of remote sensing. In the Philippines, the National Remote Sensing Center has been established at NAMRIA, which is the National Mapping Agency. There was also a NOAA AVHR and TOBS data reception, a very fine one set up at Pagasa, the Weather Bureau, and a master's degree program and a research and development program at the University of the Philippines. I emphasize that because that is a combination of the type of infrastructure that countries are moving towards. They have also set up fairly recently a committee of space technology applications to actually work within all the government agencies within the Philippines and bring them together within the GIS remote sensing area. Malaysia has a different approach in that they've established MAKERS, which is the Malaysian Centre for Remote Sensing. This was established, it should be in 1988, not 98, I see. And it's essentially a project-based and application-oriented centre. I don't have time to talk about the structure, but it has a director general, it has three directors, it has a whole number of divisions, and essentially it's there to react to issues and to use the technology for resource applications as it's needed. One of the projects that they have developed and are trialling in Selangor State is a system called NARAM, which is a National Resource Inventory. And the driving force of the information they want to derive out of this for this particular state as a pilot is actually driven by remote sensing data and also obviously with other statistical data input, but the driving force is environmental analysis using that. If we look at the third country, Singapore presents quite a unique response given the size of Singapore and the fact that it's very difficult to get imagery of Singapore that you can do a lot with in the sense of the aerial extent. Singapore's function, major functionary there, is the Centre for Remote Sensing at the National University. And this has set up a very high quality ground receiving station and archiving facility, which allows it to provide customised products, in a collaborative mode, to all the countries in Southeast Asia. That shows you the mask of the antenna. Just a couple of two examples to finish up with. Here's a RadarSat image, and it's showing oil spills within the Straits of Malacca. Now that's good to be able to detect it, but it's much better to be able to come up with a map like this that CRISP have developed, where they've used some 3,000 ERS1 scenes, and they've actually mapped the oil slicks, the intensity of the oil slicks within the South China Sea, for where they've had data. And this is derived directly from radar data, and the analysis is done in Singapore. Another project that they are working heavily on is fire mapping. This is Kalimantan, the island of Kalimantan. It's a NOAA image acquired very early in the morning. You can't see the hotspots, but there are hotspots there. As a result of analysis of this particular image in a real-time sense, maps like this are produced and passed on to the Weather Bureau, which shows the location of the hotspots, and it's incorporated within the wind patterns for the day. And from that basis, they then use SPOT and TM to actually try to get optical data over the sites that they've detected with the NOAA image. And so there are a number of case studies where they have actually moved through to look at the changing pattern in the last 18 months of fires. This is in the island, again on the island of Kalimantan. And I would say that this is becoming a routine application. It's certainly a high priority for the area and very easily produced change maps of the area of burn that's taken place in this particular region over the period of approximately 2 months. Okay, so there's just three examples of the way Asian countries have responded to using the technology. Let me finish off with the challenges to the region. The challenges, as I see them, are essentially that, like most developing countries, and Australia included, we need to establish credible, rational, and national policies for using remote sensing and GIS, or if you like, spatial information technologies. I think there's definitely a need to achieve a greater degree of interdependency amongst the cooperating agencies in terms of coordination, resource sharing, I think that we all suffer from the problem of pilot-type studies, projects in remote sensing, and we need to develop operational procedures that allow us to get routine information extraction, devise strategies for successfully incorporating spatial information into decision-making process. It's good to have the information, but how do you get it into the decision-making process? And finally, there is a need for these countries to extend national and international collaborative networks. A major problem is the planning for infrastructure replacement and upgrading the facilities. And many projects that actually go on in these countries, I think there could be a greater integration of international, of particularly the international remote sensing projects into national priority programs. And lastly, I think there's a need to establish a comprehensive and coordinated approach to remote sensing in education and training. So as I see it, some of the accomplishments of the region, some of the challenges. Thank you very much.